Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Welcome back to In You All Along, here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and just like every Friday from 6 to 7 a.m., I'll be with you for an hour here to bring you a little of this and a little of that. And not too much of the other things, but a little bit of those. This week on today's show, we're going to spend a good chunk of time, more time than is normal for one artist in this show. Take a look at the Smithereens. Smithereens are one of my favorite bands, starting when I was in high school and going on through college. And this week we lost Pat Denisio, who was the singer and frontman, guitarist for the Smithereens. And it's a tough one. Those guys were a ball of energy for decades. They seem like they never slowed down. And so we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But we're already a little behind here. And so we'll just get into the rest of it in the meantime.
Oh, sipping in the month of June. And now it's almost August and she hopes he'll call her soon. Well, don't get me wrong, Johnny Light, he's a good man. He just wants a relationship and cannot understand why he finds a lady, you know, he thinks she's fine. But after a few dates, he goes fishing back.
Slow trains at dawn.
Welcome back. I hope you guys are awake, and if you're not awake yet, I'm going to keep working on that. I'm going to work hard to make sure your day starts right. First of all, make sure to eat breakfast every day, including those days when you don't feel hungry. This is not a public service announcement. This is me, your friend, who knows a thing or two about being up early in the morning. Number two, you don't have to drink coffee, but if you're used to drinking coffee, don't try to operate heavy machinery without it. Your brain is all crazy without it. And number three, listen to In You All Along every Friday morning. Now that we have that out of the way, I would love to tell you a thing or two about what we just heard. We just heard from The with Slow Train to Dawn. If that's not the theme of this show, I don't know what is. That's from 1986's album Infected. Prior to that, we had Ruby Rose Fox with The Dread from her 2012 self-titled EP. Ruby Rose Fox will be playing tonight, the 15th, and tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, at the Lizard Lounge. And I tell you, here's my advice. If you haven't seen Ruby Rose Fox yet, if you haven't, you might not be able to see her forever at places like the Lizard Lounge. She's one of the consummate performers. You know, I say that about a lot of people, but we are blessed here. Don't take it for granted. She is part actress, part musician, so talented that my limited vocabulary at 6:25 in the morning can't sum it all up, but go down there, check her out. Before that, we had The Bent Shapes. And there, what song was that? Oh, that was Béton Brut from their Wolves of Want album from this year on the Slumberland label. That French title that I managed to get out is actually it means rough concrete, and it is the basis of the term brutalism, the architectural style that defines so much of Boston of a certain era. Those guys will be playing tomorrow night at O'Brien's with Lakers Orbit and Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion and Endure. And we opened up the set with Mishima USA and 2001's Stop Swerving from the Hold My Breath album. Mishima USA features a couple of good friends of mine, including my dear friend Arto, who has returned to town for a brief visit, and that is my little shout out to him. And playing behind me, of course, is Princess Leia's theme, which is my nod, of course, to the fact that everybody's going to go see Star Wars this weekend, which is, I guess, a thing that happens every year now. But there we go. So as I said, the next set is my sad time as we listen to this sad music too. Man, when I was in high school and sort of feeling my way musically and the Smithereens fell into my lap, wow, I didn't think that they were making rock and roll that was new and fresh and just that good, that energetic, that powerful. And even from my homeland of New Jersey. So those guys were right on through college. One of my mainstays of my listening. I got to see them only once at Pearl Street in Northampton, and Pat DiNizio, who we lost at 62, too young this week. I was up in the front of the stage, and Pat threw me his guitar pick, and I held on to that guitar pick, and I learned to play three chords on the guitar with that guitar pick, and then promptly forgot them and lost the guitar pick, and that was the end of a rock and roll dream. In any case, these guys, they're still the best, and I had so much fun going through all their albums that I have to put together a few songs, just not nearly enough. I could have done the whole show of just the Smithereens. However, in the interest of time, I'm just going to do a set. So let's get into it, shall we?
This is the house we used to live in. This is a Yeah.
That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I was kind of jumping up and down a little bit in the studio. Those of you with the secret access to the studio cam know all about that. But those were four of my favorite, of the many favorite songs I have on the Smithereens. That set started out with a house that we used to live in from Green Thoughts, which was their second full-length release. Came out in 1988. That was followed by Behind the Wall of Sleep from Especially for You, which was their first full-length in 86. They had an EP out earlier in the 80s, which is why I keep mentioning their full length. Their third album was 11, and that came out in 1991, and from that we heard Room Without a View. And finally, the only song in the set that wasn't dark, sort of remorseful, I Wish You Hadn't Left song, which was It's All Right from Blow Up. From actually, that was from 91. 11 was from 89. In any case, four amazing tracks from an amazing band who lost an amazing guy. Go online, there's a couple of interesting documentaries about Pat DiNizio. First of all, he ran for Senate in New Jersey a few years ago on the Reform Party ticket. And got 20,000 votes. And then, apparently, I didn't even know this, due to some health issues, he was trying to get back in shape and had tried out to become a minor league baseball player fairly late in life. And there's some sort of ESPN profile on that. So right now, we're actually in the background hearing an instrumental version of If You Want the Sun to Shine, which is a song that Pat DiNizio wrote with Julian Lennon. There is actually a vocal track to this that is on the album Blow Up. But man, Pat, we will miss you. You're a nice guy, involved in the music scene in New Jersey for a long time, and I hate shows like this. But we're going to move along. Look at the time. Better get moving. Okay. Good evening.
song. It's for you. Hanging in the stars, suspended from the dark. Life is long and heavy, like a shadow on a spark, and it will blow. Massive killer orb hovering around, looking for a spot to blast the good guys on the ground before they know what hit 'em from above. It's the Death Star. Something so incredible. Death Star. Something indestructible. Death Star. Massive and maniacal. Death Star. Teeny weeny vulnerable. Somewhere deep inside, shifty to the core, the tank is full and fueled by the dark side of the force that makes it go to and fro, killing. Black-hearted ball, roll the devil's dice. Destroy it one more time, 'cause it's so good they built it twice. But now no more, no more, no more. It's the Death Star.
Smart. flood and time was through. I sing myself to sleep at night. I sing myself to sleep. Sorry now, sounds so far away. Will our child cry for me? When he hears the dragon's flame.